USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a report from Texas, the remnants of former Hurricane Imelda continue moving slowly inland after dropping an already staggering 40 inches of rain in southeast Texas. Reagan Baker, the Jefferson County Deputy Sheriff, had this to say.
And the people we're rescuing saying they have more water now in their houses than they did during Harvey.
Three people have already died from Imelda, and over 500 were rescued from its floodwaters in the last 36 hours in one county alone. Imelda, which made landfall as a tropical storm near Freeport, could bring 3 to 10 inches of rain in the overnight, according to the National Weather Service. On Wall Street, the S&P 500 fell 14.72 to 29.92. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 159 points to 29.935. And the NASDAQ lost 65 points to 81.17. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Alaroot. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
The site of the USA's biggest nuclear accident has shut down for good. Chris Barnes reports.
The Three Mile Island nuclear power plant in Pennsylvania leaked large amounts of radiation after a partial meltdown in 1979.
Some radioactive steam escaped into the air. Radiation was detected a mile away from the plant.
The accident brought stricter standards for nuclear power plants, but put the development of new ones on the back burner for decades. Three Mile Island is licensed to operate through 2034, but it's going out of service after the state refused to provide financial assistance to its owners.
The American Film Institute is now honoring Julie Andrews with its Lifetime Achievement Award. The organization said that Andrews will receive the award at the Gala Tribute April 25, 2020 in Los Angeles. It will be broadcast on TNT. The 83-year-old actress will be the 48th recipient of the prestigious honor, joining Mel Brooks, Robert De Niro, Meryl Streep, and George Clooney. This year's honoree was Denzel Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
California sued to stop the Trump administration from revoking its authority to set greenhouse gas emission and fuel economy standards for cars and trucks, enlisting the help of 22 other states in a battle that will shape the key component of the nation's climate policy. Federal law sets standards for how much pollution can come from cars and trucks, but since the 1970s, California has been permitted to set tougher rules because it has the most cars and struggles to meet air quality standards. On Thursday, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration withdrew California's waiver. That action does not take effect for 60 days, but state leaders did not wait to file the lawsuit. Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom, who has clashed with the president on several fronts, vowed the state will hold the line in court to defend our children's health and save consumers money at the pump, as well as protecting our environment. The Trump administration's decision does not just affect California. 13 other states, plus the District of Columbia, have adopted California standards. At least 4 people died when a tour bus crashed near Bryce National Canyon Park in Utah. The Highway Patrol said anywhere from a dozen to 15 people were critically injured in the crash. The agency also said the tourists on the bus were all Chinese speakers. Garfield County Commissioner Leland Pollock said he feels terribly for those involved in the crash, saying, "This is pretty overwhelming for a small county of 4,900 people. This is just horrible for us." Don't forget, you can listen to us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.